Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
People were leaving in the second quarter last night.
Yeah, and I'm getting texts from friends that were at the game. And then they missed, again, Jaden Daniels in the game after the white flag him to wave, by the way. The white flag him to wave. You don't go for it from the 50-yard line. I don't care what the fourth down is. You don't go it from the 50-yard line. You punt. You've acknowledged we're not winning this football game anymore. So he sits. That's it. Thank you. Good night. Appreciate you. The incompetence. The ineptitude. Unforgivable. I don't know who this hypothetical person is, but here's what I would do if I was in charge. I would sit down, the powers that be, and say, I want you to know I am well within my boundaries to fire your ass today for that. I'm absolutely justified for cause to fire you and send your ass packing right now this minute. I don't know that that would solve anything, so I may or may not do that. But just know, I might change my mind in 5 minutes when I start thinking about it again. Get out of my sight. What an unbelievable display that was. And then afterwards, yeah, we were going, that's a bummer. It is? Is it? It's a bummer? You bummed out about it? You saw how the game was going for these reflexive Neanderthal idiots who are going, I got no problem with him being in the game. He needs some reps. He needs to be protected. How many reps is he getting now on the injured list? I bet you a dollar they're about to announce that he's out for the year. Or whether they announce it or not, he is. Arms don't move that way. It's destroyed. That arm is destroyed. You are not going to see him play football. How are those reps going to go? It is absurd that he was in that game. For what? So yet the score was a little bit better. So the stat line was a little bit better. So you could pat yourself on the back. What a gross level of incompetence that was. Unbelievable and unforgivable to me.
Yeah, we're going to play some clips as the day goes on from various players, coaches, talking about whether Daniels should have been in the game. John Gruden, Greg Olsen among them. I certainly understand your point, and I totally get anybody who thinks he should have been on the sideline. We're in the press box debating it in the fourth quarter. He had a towel on his head. We thought he was done, start of the fourth quarter. That drive begins with about 12 minutes to go, and he comes back out, and Nikki Javala, who tweeted something to the effect of, I don't even know why Jaden Daniels is still in the game, and David Aldridge are sitting a couple feet from me, and they're talking about this, and Aldridge said something along the lines of, I remember hearing it, I don't know why they keep him in these games, at the end of these games. He's going to get hurt, and I mean seriously hurt. And sure enough, minutes later, it happened. So it's not like the possibility wasn't there for someone who had left a couple of games this season with injuries. That's the other thing that you have to acknowledge, too, is he was coming back from an injury. Think about Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel last week. At the end of that Chiefs game, Yes, Terry had re-injured himself, but they were side by side watching because they said, Debo, you've been dealing with this heel. This game's out of reach. We're good here, man. With about the same amount of time left last week. Now, I'm not going to kill Dan Quinn today because I don't have nearly as much problem with him having Daniels in the game as everybody else. Because, again, the drive started with about 12 minutes to go in the game. You almost never, ever see teams pull quarterbacks with that much time left in a game. Now, it's also very rare, in fairness, that in the NFL, you're down by 31.
Yeah, that's my counter to that. That's a good counter. That's pretty rare.
That's a good counter. But if they started a drive at 6:52 and he was out there and now there's 1:19 or something, yes, I'm lining up with you, Danny, to throw darts today. I can't really do that because it was basically the entire fourth quarter. I think they were going to go on one more drive, see if they could end with a positive, get to the sideline with a touchdown, and with, you know, at that point, 6-7 minutes left in the game, it's over, and you keep it moving for next week. So I'm not going to sit here and kill Dan Quinn like a lot of people are, and I know that's going to be very unpopular, but I think because of the lack of preseason, because of the injuries early in the year, because he just hasn't been on the field much with a lot of these guys because everyone else gets hurt constantly. They never had one rep together as a first-team offense this season with Cosme and McLaurin and Debo and Daniels. I don't think it was a bad thing to try to get some work. But what I would have unequivocally and 1,000% made sure is we're not running anymore. They called an RPO. Quinn said after the game, basically, if we run that 50 times, you know, he shouldn't run it any of those 50 times or something like that. Well, this time with a free rusher, he had to break down and run away from the dude and he had to run. So that's a bad play call. It's got to be something where the ball's out of his hand quicker or you're handing off. I cannot risk his 11th or 12th or 13th carry in the game. I'm sorry.
What is
the point?
That's my counter is, again, much like Shanahan back in the day with Griffin, please look at the context. Please look what's happening. If Jaden Daniels hadn't been touched, hadn't been pressured all game, I'd go, I understand that. He had been constantly under assault.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Stuff was there or it wasn't. He was scrambling every time. He probably missed some things because he was so used to having to scramble at 1-1,000. He was already moving. That's the context. He has been hit time and time and time and time and time and time and time again. Out of the game immediately. I'll kill him for both of us. I got it. I'll pick up the mantle. Irresponsible. Ridiculous. See how the 31-point deficit is going. Understand what's happening and say, I got it. If he's in the game, he's going to keep it in the red. Because he's Jaden Daniels. I love that about him. I need to protect him. I must protect him. I must be the adult. And it just sort of going, well, I don't know. You hate to see it. Unacceptable.
I was shocked that after the game when he was asked, did you think about it? He said, not in that space. And he said something to the effect of, you don't really want to think about players getting hurt. You can't think that way. That's precisely the job, sir.
It's really easy to think about it. I was thinking about it at home on the couch. I was texting friends.
Yeah.
They're going to try to score one more time, and he's going to get hurt. Literally text that to Bobby Blanco as we're watching the game in real time. easy to predict. All he's trying to do is make one play to get the guys going. That's the same mission that you just outlined, right? Everybody wants that, right? All he's trying to do is get his guys going because he's awesome. I love him. But you have to understand that, and you must save him from himself. There's a reason pitchers don't just go, I'm going to finish the game, Skip. Not if I say you're not.
Here's the best argument, I think, for why he shouldn't have been in the game. Because to your point on him being in the red, so to speak, they had so little on offense that everything they got, every ounce of offense, every inch, every yard, was him willing them. You know, we said all last week, if they're going to win this game, he's got to be spectacular. He was trying.
Yep.
You know, he was out there making moves, running around, creating. He had nobody else really with him. He's dragging into the fight. So can you count on your offense functioning at a level high enough that he doesn't have to leave the pocket? Guys getting open, him being able to make a quick throw, the protection where it doesn't break down, but you don't have a free rusher that's in there immediately. On that play, if Dan's right and this RPO should not result in him leaving, then he's a victim of the offense failing him on that play. So if he's out there, you better have plays that aren't going to fail him. You better not put him at risk. I just generally, and I think with the Griffin thing way back when, it's a whole different story. But I typically would say every situation's different. But with that much time left in the game, I try to figure out what is the norm. And frankly, I've asked a lot of my buddies who played in the league that I've covered over the years, like, what did they think? And most of them that I've reached out to since yesterday didn't have an issue with him still being in the game, mostly because of how much time was left. I think if this happened with like a minute 15, 3:10, something like that, it's a different story for me. But because, again, it was the same drive that starts at 12 minutes. You agree you can't pull him out during a drive. That would be really weird. That's unprecedented.
That'd be super unusual.
I'm not saying that they should have had him in at the beginning of the drive. You obviously don't think they should have.
Right.
But with 12 minutes or whatever it was left in the game, the drive begins. So are you going to say, all right, now it's 7.5. We're in the red zone. We're at the 15. Let's send in Marcus. I don't think you could do it that way. They happened to go on a nice lengthy drive. They were chewing up some clock. They were moving down the field. I'm guessing that would have been the end of the night for him. Had they have sent him back out after that at 38-14 when they got the ball back with a couple minutes left, now I think that that's some of the words everyone's using, the malpractice, the ridiculousness. But again, I wish I had a harder opinion. I don't think it, like, what would I have done? Probably would have still had him out there, I guess. Would have been really up to Jaden, how you feeling physically, whatever. But I don't think that anybody's wrong who says it was outrageous that he was out there. It's a 31-point game with 7 minutes left. When you get hurt, when that happens, I know it's revisionist history, and I'm sorry to Dan Quinn about this. It's the worst look in the world, and you look like a dummy.
Yeah,
it's just how it works.
The old ways of doing football, we've come a long way on a lot of fronts, right? This is a vestige of that. For some reason, we still do it this way. This is an easy fix for me. As a non-Neanderthal, I walk in and I go, are we trying to win the game still? The answer is no. We have no chance to do that. He sits. Anybody that I can sit, I sit. I sit Ertz so he can maybe, we can talk about getting a snap count, right? I sit everybody that I can. I'm going to the backups immediately. If we decide we're out of it, which we did when we punted from the 50-yard line and Seattle's just happy to comply, they go three and out just by handing the ball
15.
Off. Yeah. So they went for fourth downs in their own territory a couple times when they were still desperate to try to win.
Right.
And I give them credit for that. Different than it was last week against Kansas City, by the way, where it got lost in the sauce. But we said, hey, wait a minute. Did we just quit here when it was still, you know, lightning in a bottle potential? They punted, figuratively and literally, and said, we're not winning this game. The instant we decide that on a binary, you sit your most valuable players. That's the easiest thing in the world for me, and it's always been complicated for the NFL because they do it this some old way. So now he's hurt.
What would have been fantastic in a twisted way is if we could have come on here today and just talked about how bad the defense was and why the offense is broken.
Just a regular thing, yeah.
That would have been better to just talk about the embarrassing 24-point loss and three straight of 21 or more for the first time in 24 years.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.